This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, in previous commentaries, I've quoted Michael Schellenberger and his book, Apocalypse Never, that deals with environmental issues. But his latest book documents the problem of homelessness in one city. The title is San Francisco, Why Progressives Ruin Cities. He documents various reasons why the homeless problem has become worse. Limited housing has been one reason. Expensive housing and warmer climates explain why you find the homeless in places like California, Florida, and Hawaii. Not only is the climate warmer, but the real estate costs are very high. Drugs and substance abuse are another issue, and in the past, Michael Schellenberger promoted the decriminalization of drugs, but now he's changed his mind. For example, drug overdoses are the number one cause of accidental death. He also notes this interesting irony. He says no state in America has taken more aggressive action to reduce the public's exposure to chemicals and to secondhand smoke than California. But while cities and the state focus on the remote dangers of cosmetics, pesticides, and secondhand smoke, they downplay the immediate dangers of hard drugs, including fentanyl. Mental illness is another reason for homelessness. While there are 52 million people that suffer from mental illness, about 13 million adults are seriously mentally ill. A significant percentage of them are now on the streets because of policies that force their release from psychiatric hospitals. And people with serious mental illness are more likely to be homeless, more likely to interact with drug dealers, and more likely to be victimized. His book reminds us that to deal with a problem of homelessness, we need to look at root causes, not just symptoms. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of genetic engineering, go to viewpoints.info/genetic engineering. Viewpoints.info/genetic engineering.